King Midas, of course, in Greek mythology, everything he touched turned to gold. That's what he wished for, but be careful what you wish for, because he starved to death. Because his food turned to gold. What a prick! What a prick, you didn't think of that, did you, King Midas? You should have made exceptions. Think it through, mate. What, everything you touch is going to turn to gold? Think it through, you idiot. What, you're never going to touch yourself? Of course you want to touch yourself, Midas. You're the fucking king. With magical powers. You want to masturbate, don't you, Midas? Oh no, you've touched your dick. Now you have a golden dick and golden balls, and all your food is now gold, and so you're starving to death with a solid gold dick. And that's what you are, Midas. A solid gold dick. Now, I guess there's two competing lessons, isn't there, with King Midas? There's the Midas touch, that's a good thing. That still lives with us today, doesn't it? They've got the Midas touch. Now, everything they touch turns to gold, metaphorically. Because literally, we realise that's a bad thing. But of course, the competing lesson is be careful what you wish for. You know, but is the first one a good thing? Is metaphorically everything you turn to gold necessarily a good thing? When I was working in banking, I had a lot of money. A lot more money, certainly, than now when I'm a stand-up comedian. And when I worked for a bank, the bank made a profit of £9 billion every year. Everything that the chief executive touched turned to gold. Literally. He would notoriously step into offices that he hadn't touched before. He would put his feet on the carpets. And he'd say, I don't like these carpets. They should be gold carpets. I mean, not carpets made of solid gold. That would be ludicrous. And something he would only do in his own house. He would just say, these carpets have to be a different colour. They have to be a gold colour. Because gold looks good. It will look like we're succeeding, which we are. And so all the carpets would be gold. And then he wanted gold coasters in the exec offices and gold pens. Imagine, he was King Midas. Everything he touched turned to gold. And this filtered down. This filtered down to the staff below him because he had so much money. The bank had so much money. He said to his staff, oh, you're doing all the work. Why don't you have, you know, a tiny, infinitesimally small percentage of that money. So he gave us bonuses of up to £10,000 a year. Yeah. While he'd get a bonus of over £1 million a year. But fuck me, he deserved it because the carpets looked brilliant. But you know, we still had a lot of money. I had a lot of money relative to what I have now. And it's the regularity of money, isn't it? When you have a job like this. In the job I do now, I know exactly when I'm earning money. It's a very obvious thing. Back then, I'd be like at home watching the snooker, and it would suddenly dawn on me. I'm earning lots of money right now. I'd totally forgotten. But it's funny, ever since I was a very young kid, when my granddad had saved for his whole life for his retirement and then got ill, so he wasn't able to spend a single penny of the money he'd saved. Money has become almost sort of toxic to me. Gold has a certain toxicity, doesn't it? You know, and if consumed in sufficient quantities, and the more gold I see, the more toxic it becomes as the years roll by in the bank and the number of gold things increased around me. The gold carpets, the gold pens, the gold coasters. I knew I had to get out of there. Because money and gold is toxic and the love of money is the root of all evil. And when I saw it used to eat away at me. And any money I earned, I'd give away, you know? Just like to friends, £20, £30 here and there. I was like a shit Elton John, which in many ways I still am. Giving away money, not to the neediest in society, but instead to help my mates out who really had, like, sufficient money anyway. I just knew I had to get rid of this money. Because what I realised very early on in life, and what stupid old King Midas realised too late, is money is not only toxic, but it literally and metaphorically weighs you down. It weighs you down. Don't get me wrong, the burden of having no money is great, but the burden of having too much money is sometimes just as problematic. You don't believe me? You see it all the time, these lottery winners. It's no coincidence. They win the lottery 1 year, and the next year they've lost their shit in a way that no one could have predicted. Well, I can predict it because money, it happens all the time. Money weighs you down. You worry about what's the right thing to do with it. You worry that you have too much, not enough. Everyone expects more from you. They often don't recognize generosity. And it suddenly becomes expected from you that you should be generous. And more than anything, it's King Midas, and it's the chief executive of the bank's big mistake. He told us that gold is great. We don't know that, do we? We just value gold more than we do wood for no actual reason. As soon as you realise that gold is a made-up construct, then you realise very quickly that it's not the most beautiful thing. It's not the most beautiful colour even. Who wears gold? Tops and gold trousers regularly. Hardly anyone. It doesn't look that great. Doesn't look nearly as good as the colour of trees, the blue sky, and the colour of freedom. The beautiful, bright colours of freedom when you're not in one of these toxic environments chasing toxic gold. The colour of freedom is all-encompassing. It's a magical, eternal rainbow. Magical internal rainbow. That said, can I have some more money in the Patreon, please? There's tens of thousands of you listening now, and hardly any money is given going into the Patreon. I've said it before. And I've said it again, you stingy bastards. A fiver. I'm skint. I mean, that was the stupid prick that gave away all his money when he had a load. I'm the opposite of King Midas. King dumbass. I've given all my money away. I did a fucking film giving money away. And now I'm skint. Even the best of comedy, even the king comedy, everything I touch turns to laughs, but it also turns into this kind of intangible dust, doesn't it? You know, everything I do, this blancmange, this humour blancmange that drips through my fingers. Oh, it's so hard, it's so frustrating. So wonderful. Just a bit of money in the patron, you know. Legend has it that those that buried King Midas tried to cut his golden dick off and his golden balls off so they could suck that golden dick. It's what the Greek mythology says. People tried to suck that golden dick dry of all its gold. Be careful what you wish for, because that cock is toxic, my friends. Absolutely toxic. So that's patreon.com/NathanCassidy. Get on with it, you stingy fucks.